and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. We are live from Oneonta High School here this afternoon. That is the Tri-Valley Championships. We have the girls' game at 5 o'clock featuring Cherry Valley Springfield and Lawrence, and the boys' game will be at 7 featuring Morris and Edmiston. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show here for this championship edition. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they do have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Glad to have GMU Athletic Director, and he's got some other titles with the Tri-Valley League, and he's also a longtime coach in the area. Greg Bonskowski will be with me for both games. Coach, good to see you today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited for a couple of quality games in a high school gym. So it's going to be like the old days when people were packed in and there wasn't a seat. It's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, the fans are already piling in here to Oneonta High School. And I think it's going to be fun. This is going to be a great atmosphere. Something that small schools always talk about is having those big game atmospheres. The whole town comes out, and certainly I'm seeing a lot of red and white for Lawrence here. I'm also seeing a lot of blue, red, and white for Cherry Valley.
I mean, it's always nice for the small school kids to play on the college facility, but the bleachers are kind of so far back, and they're so big that even when you have a lot of people there, it really doesn't appear that, you know, there's a lot of people there. When you play a game in a high school gym like this and the bleachers are packed, it's what high school basketball should be all about. The fans are right on top of you. They're loud. You know, the crowd can really have an impact on the game. It gets your adrenaline pumping. It reminds me of my high school days playing back at Shenandoah and having a big crowd almost for every game. So I'm excited.
I think we're both excited as both teams are out on the floor warming up. The captains have come to midcourt to talk with the officials. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about this. Because CVS is the one seed, Lawrence the three seed. They pulled a very big upset to make it to today's game, and so we want to talk about that. If you are listening today throughout the broadcast, we are also going to be giving you updates from the MAC tiebreaker games up at Unadilla Valley, and those games start at 5:30. So we'll be keeping an eye on those games as well. So stay tuned. It's the Butler Auto pregame show live from Oneonta High School here tonight on WCDO.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Altimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our girls Tri-Valley Championship here between Cherry Valley Springfield and Lawrence. And then the nightcap will be 7 o'clock. We will have the Morris and Edmiston boys again live here from OHS. And we are going to be trying to keep up with our MAC tiebreaker games as well. Green and Oxford girls play at 5:30. And then it will be Unitigo and Sydney playing at 7 o'clock. Those games are over at Unadilla Valley. Those games at UV are also being streamed for free on the Unadilla Valley YouTube channel. So you can go watch those games on YouTube. There is no video stream for these games here this afternoon, so you're stuck with us here on WCDO. Hope you like that, folks. So, Coach, interesting matchup. I think if you talk to a lot of Tri-Valley fans at the beginning of the year, you know, CBS was the odds-on favorite to maybe make it to this game and win this game. Lawrence, the three seed, they've come out of nowhere. They upset two seed Worcester. It's a Cinderella story for the Leopards and new head coach Andy Carr.
Yeah, I think clearly, you know, at the beginning of the year, you probably recognized, CBS probably had the most talent returning. probably would be likely that they would be here. Lawrence has kind of surprised some people. You know, they've done a really good job getting the ball to the right people in the right spots at the right time, and they play a tenacious brand of basketball. They're going to pick you up full court. They're going to try to turn you over. They don't have a lot of size, but they seem to generate a lot of extra possessions by turning the other team over. If you can't handle their press, it's going to be a long night for you. And they're all very quick and athletic, so that should be a key. I spoke to both coaches before the game, and that was one of the things that, you know, both coaches said. Cherry Valley Springfield coach, Coach Taggart, said, you know, we need to handle their press. We need to not turn it over. And Lauren said, you know, we need to get some extra possessions, not only from the press, but we also need to keep them off the boards.
We're going to take another quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk some more about Cherry Valley Springfield and Lawrence and settle in for the Tri-Valley Championship. The girls play at 5 o'clock here on WCDO.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. The Butler Auto pregame show here tonight, live from Oneonta High School, the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship, featuring Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Lawrence. And it's set to be a good one here tonight. Cherry Valley comes in only with one loss on the season, and that was when they went down and played Class A Johnson City. They're undefeated in the league. They've gone out and they've been battle-tested. We did a game last week where they went over and won an overtime thriller against the Norwich Purple Tornado. Coach, I don't know. This is a team that has great guards, but the guards also have good size, and I wonder how that presents itself in today's game, because Lawrence tends to be quite a smaller team than Cherry Valley Springfield. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that was the one thing that I noticed when the GMU girls went over to play Cherry Valley this year. You know, I knew they had Jolene and Daphne West inside, you know, bigger post players, but I was very, I want to say, surprised at, you know, how tall their entire team is. Like, the guards have some length and height as well, so they have some height almost at every position, so that should be a key factor that maybe they try to take advantage of, and I think it'll be something that, you know, Lawrence has to figure out, hey, how are we going to combat that?
Just some fun facts here. The Lawrence girls have never won the Tri-Valley League Championship game, so this is a first for them. If they could pull this off today, that would certainly be history here for the Lawrence Lady Leopards. For Cherry Valley Springfield, they have not won this game on the girls' side since 2008, so it's been a long streak for their community and their school as well. So that will be fun here today to see who walks away with the Tri-Valley Championship banner. On the boys' side, maybe not as fun in terms of the history, as Edmiston won it in 2020, and then it was just the Morris boys winning probably one of the best games we've ever called, Coach, in that three-overtime thriller last year between Morris and Richfield Springs. If any of the games live up to that, we'll have a special day here today.
That was my thought. If you didn't say that, I was going to say, if any game is half of that, we're good. I'd take a double overtime game today.
I mean, I would love that. Certainly it throws our schedule off a little bit, but again, games like that, I mean, I had a bunch of people call me this week and say, do you remember that game last year? I said, how can I forget? I mean, it was, everyone's fouling out. It's down to the guy off the bench who hits the magic shot. I mean, it was one for the ages.
Another thing that we have talked about off the air in preparation for these games is, you know, usually we are playing these games at a college facility, so how are the kids going to adjust to that college court and maybe the lack of a background? Here at Oneana, it's a high school gym, but on one end of the floor, you have no wall. It's just two bleachers. So how will the team shoot at that end of the floor?
Yeah, I think that's another big thing. A lot of our small schools don't play in an open-ended facility like this, like an Oneonta, like a Cooperstown. But one thing I was thinking about, especially for the boys' game later, how many times have the kids played here in maybe an AAU tournament over the years, or I know the Morris boys scrimmaged here earlier this year against Oneonta. I don't know if that gives you any sort of advantage on the depth perception, but you never know, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a plus if I know if I was playing, I'd feel more comfortable if I'd played in the gym. But also, when you go to these small schools and they have an AAU tournament, normally they play the opposite way.
Very true. They don't
play the main court. So it's just something to think about. I think people make more of it than actually is necessary, but it's just something to talk about and you know, see if it plays an impact in the game.
It's definitely a small school topic of conversation. It always has been. I mean, I can remember going back many years, anytime you were playing at a bigger facility, it was quite a big deal. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show and pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineup. Lawrence is in the home red uniform, or the road red uniforms, I should say, with the white trim here tonight. It says Lawrence in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Cherry Valley is in the home whites with the royal blue, actually the navy blue, and the red trim there as well. So we'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be back on WCDO, Tri-Valley Championship, here tonight.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, has amazing Valentine's Day and football specials to offer. Reservations are strongly recommended for the Valentine's dinner on Saturday, February 11th, featuring a special menu for two. And you'll want to place your Sunday to-go orders early. Jerry's Inn will be open Sunday from noon till 6:30. Call them at 607-320-4545 to make your Valentine's dinner reservation and place your football to-go orders. Check out Jerry's Inn on Facebook for Valentine's Day and big game special menus.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Let's get you our starting lineup here for the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game. First for Lawrence, coming in with a record of 12-7 overall and 7-2 in the league. They start with freshman number one, Kyra Andrades, a senior number three, Gabby Andrades, a sophomore number five, Emerson Allen, a senior number 10, Kendra Dunham, and a sophomore number 11 at Brooke Mann for head coach Andy Carr. On the other side for CVS and head coach Kelly Taggart, 18-1 overall, 9-0 in the league. They will start with junior number 12, Daphne West, a junior number 13, Morgan Huff, a junior, number 22, Mia Dubin, a senior, number 23, Jolene Lusk, and a sophomore, number 24, Bryn Whiteman. So we're ready to jump it up here. CVS will be going right to left to start things off. Lawrence left to right. You can see the size advantage CVS has in the early going here. But Lawrence is a scrappy team, and they've found their way through the playoffs with a lot of magic. We'll see what they do today, and they get the opening tip here off a broken play. And so Lawrence going left to right will have it early. Andrade's on the right side, will feed one over, and a three from straightaway is good for Kyra Andrade. Good start for Lawrence.
Yeah, CVS opened in a 1-3-1 there. Lawrence did a nice job, was patient, got a good look.
Here's Lusk down the left side. A jumper for her is off the mark. Out of bounds going back to Lawrence. And we should note, Coach, we talked about the basket that has the stands behind it that's kind of more open-ended is the way Cherry Valley is going here in the opening first half of this ballgame. Pressure coming full court here from CVS. Gabby's able to break it, and Lawrence gets it across midcourt. Here's Kyra Andrade. Wants another three, dials it up. This one off the mark. A rebound here for Lawrence. They missed the second chance, and an outlet pass here off the rebound for CVS, but Gabby Andrade steals it back. Then we'll have a whistle. It was an over and back.
Yeah, good call there.
Right where she caught that. So
it was close, but she had possession of it in her side of the court and crossed the midcourt line. So over and back. Lawrence opens in a 2-3 zone here, trying to take away CVS's height.
A 3-0 lead here in the early going for Lawrence. A shot in close is missed by Cherry Valley. A rebound for Jolene Lusk, but she missed, mishandled it. Back the other way for Lawrence. Gabby Andrade takes it full court, missed a right-handed layup. Boy, that would have been big for the Leopards, but it rolled off the front of the rim, out of bounds, and will stay with the Lawrence Leopards. Good start here for Lawrence. Yeah. They would have loved if that one went down. So the Leopards will look to get it in at the high post. They get it inside, and it's a block by Jolene Lusk. Rolls out of bounds, and will stay with Lawrence. I should also note that we have our WCDO intern, Hannah Bonskowski, here keeping stats. She said she was adding a special column for blocks today because Jolene gets so many of them. And she got her first one right there. That's what made me think of it. Lawrence with the ball here on the right side. Now they'll come back to the top of the key here with Brooke Mann. Into the corner for Gabby Andrade. The three for Gabby is good. A three for both Andrade's sisters, and Lawrence is off to a 6-0 lead over Cherry Valley Springfield. 6.5 to go into the first quarter. A pass to the high post is intercepted by Lawrence. Good job by Gabby again. Ball out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with Lawrence.
Coach Carr couldn't ask for a better start here.
Yeah, great start, and you can see how nervous Coach Carr is. I loved it a lot.
Could easily be 8-0, I mean, if they had converted on that transition layup opportunity.
Pass into the corner for Lawrence. Down low on the right, low block. Back out. Kira Andrade for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Cherry Valley. Lawrence is getting good looks, Coach.
Yes, they're doing a nice job. They're very patient on offense. Well coached.
A pass ahead for Morgan Huff to the interior. Off the glass, it's good for Morgan Huff. And maybe that's what the Patriots need to get going. It's 6-2. Back down the floor for the Lawrence Leopards. And they'll look to set it up going left to right. Again, we'll start having updates on the MAC games between Oxford and Green at about 5:30 when that game tips over at Unadilla Valley. Missed shot by Lawrence, rebound Morgan Huff, and ahead for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman gets across midcourt, finds Huff on the right side in front of the Lawrence bench. Now to the high post, Jolene is fouled on the right elbow by Gabby Andrade. And that's one thing Lawrence cannot afford is any foul trouble here. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, Lawrence 6, CVS 2. Patriots will get it in, and a shot off the glass is missed by CVS. Jolene with the rebound. Second chance here for Joe, but she couldn't quite hold on. Gabby comes out of there with the basketball. Down the right side, steps through for Andrade and finishes.
Nice move there.
Gabby Andrade with a coast-to-coast move and finishes it there for Lawrence. They lead 8-2 and into the post here for CVS. They'll have to work it around. They find Whiteman in the right corner. Her three is off the mark. Bryn gets her own rebound, puts it up off the glass, missed that. Some early chippies are not going down for the Patriots. The number one seed, and Lawrence is back down the floor. Lawrence leads 8-2 with 4:45 to go here in the opening quarter from Oneonta High School. And the Leopards will get it to the high post here. A shot is deflected out of bounds. Brooke Mann tried to take that shot, and it was Lydia Lusk who tipped it out.
Yeah, CBS on offense just looks to be a little quick.
And so Lawrence will look to work it in. They get one to the high post. Another block for Joe here. But then Gabby's able to steal the outlet pass back. Andrade's thought about a three, but instead they will reset the offense. Oh, I don't think they reset the shot clock here. Long three there from the left side is missed, but then Gabby gets a rebound and pulls it back out. To the left side here for the Lawrence Leopards. Coach, should the shot clock have reset there?
No.
But didn't Cherry Valley have possession and then throw it away?
That is true.
We're getting into the nitty
gritty. The ball
never
hit the rim, so I guess it's... But
because Joe had it out.
She did. She
outlet
passed
pass.
It. She had two hands on it, so I think it should have reset.
Either way, Lawrence will get the ball back after Cherry Valley just threw it out of bounds again, so I guess it all worked out there. Thought I was going crazy. I had to check myself there.
You were correct.
3:55 to go in the first quarter. 8-2 the score. The Lawrence girls coming to play here in this early part of the Tri-Valley Championship game. At the high post, it's stolen away here by Cherry Valley. And here is Daphne West to the left side in front of the scorer's table. West will set it up, and Cherry Valley struggling to set up offense here. Now they go into the left corner here. A shot there is off the mark. Rebound for Morgan Huff. And Cherry Valley will try to reset. Jolene will step in and hit about a 15-footer from the baseline on the left side for Jolene.
Lawrence defensive game plan. They got somebody in front of Jolene when she's in the post and somebody behind her. So CBS might need somebody else to step up if they take that away.
So it's Lawrence 8, Cherry Valley 4 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Leopards with the ball. They go to Brooke Mann. A three for her is in and out. Rebound for Jolene on the far side. And here is Lusk with an outlet pass. They try to go to the high or to the middle of the court, and it's taken away by Lawrence. They dribble it into the right wing. Lost it. Comes back to Kira Andrade. Her shot won't go down, and a rebound for Jolene Lusk. And back down the floor now for Cherry Valley as they will look to set it up. Morgan Huff on the right side. On the baseline, dishes one off. Pull-up jumper for West is off the mark. And I do think Cherry Valley is struggling shooting on this end of the floor, Coach.
I do as well. It looks like they're going up confident, but then they get right to that point where they're going to release the ball, and it's like they're unsure. So I think they want to run on offense because when they get a rebound, they're looking to make a quick outlet pass, but they just need to be a little bit more careful about where they're throwing that outlet pass.
Yeah, so far that almost has kind of hindered them a little bit just because Lawrence has been right there to steal that outlet pass. Leopards try to throw it into the corner. They were looking for Gabby Andrade's. It was tipped out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Cherry Valley with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. In the Tri-Valley Championship game here for the girls, tipped off at 5 o'clock. The boys will be at 7. That game will be between Morris and Edmiston. Cherry Valley down the right side of the floor with Morgan Huff. And Huff will work one to the interior for Jolene. Lusk kicks one back out. Bryn Whiteman, 3. Left it short. Rebound for Jolene Lusk. Back into the corner for Morgan Huff again. She steps in, and her shot is good for 3 for Morgan Huff, and she has 5 points.
And if you notice, every shot that CVS has hit has been kind of from the side, not straight on. So that's the same as their normal used to shooting. So that'll be interesting.
1:55 to go in the first quarter. 8-7 the score. Lawrence on top. A deep 3 here for Lawrence for Kyra Andrade's, and she buries it. Makes it 11-7 for Lawrence, and the Leopards have had the answers so far here with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Down the floor for Cherry Valley. They get to the high post. Jolene steps through two defenders. Her shot is no good. Second chance, missed it. Third chance, and she's fouled, and will head to the line. And Joe is working hard in there to get those opportunities. 1.5 to go in this first quarter, and it is Lawrence 11 and CVS 7. Talk about settling into the game. They've done a very nice job here for the Lawrence Leopards. And so Joe to the line. Her first shot is short. Hits off the front of the rim. I figure it's okay to go with first names today because we have, you know, Lusk's on one team, Andrade's on another. Kind of breaking the broadcaster's code, but it makes sense, I think, today. Jolene hits the second shot. And so it is 11-8. Lawrence girls on top as they bring it back going left to right. A shot here by Brooke Mann is tipped away, and Cherry Valley will bring it back down the floor. Going to be an official's timeout here at midcourt.
think it's a shot clock issue.
So they're looking up at the shot clock here, looking to make sure everything gets reset. And so CBS will get the inbounds at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. They'll work it into Morgan Huff, into the left corner now. Back to the right corner, a pass for Bryn Whiteman for three, and she hits it. That's a big shot for the Patriots.
Yeah, get them back to even here. See if they can get a stop here.
Ties this game up at 11 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Live from Oneonta High School here, and now a push by Whiteman on Gabby Andrade. So again, 11-11 our score with 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gabby will be doing the inbounding duties to our right. We're sitting right at midcourt here. Great setup at Oneonta High School. So glad to be here for these Tri-Valley Championship games. We'll be keeping an eye on the MAC tiebreaker games as well that start at 5:30. Gabby Andrade's on the right side. We'll pump one back up to Brooke Mann straight away. Mann to the interior. Her shot is tied up by Jolene Lusk, who takes it away. Flashes the pass ahead here for Mia Dubbin. Back out to Jolene. Pump fakes. Dishes one into the corner. Morgan Huff, another sky-arcing three. She missed it. Ball loose on the floor. Scooped up by the Patriots. And Jolene comes down with it and then is fouled as she goes up on the left low block.
And that was a great rebound by Daphne West there. She really kept that possession alive on the shot from the right baseline by Morgan Huff. Was a little bit off. Daphne went in, got the rebound, found her teammate Joe, and Joe's back to the line shooting two.
And so Jolene will be at the line with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. First shot for Jolene, died on the front of the rim, wouldn't go down. And I would say that CVS has struggled shooting on this end of the floor, as we've talked about a couple of times.
And the other thing you have to remember is Lawrence has to shoot at that basket in the second half. So both teams have to deal with it. Same conditions.
Lusk hits the second shot, and that makes it 12-11. It is Cherry Valley leading the Lawrence Leopards. A shot from straightaway by Brooke Mann. Goes off the left side of the rim, and another rebound for Jolene. And back down the floor for Cherry Valley. Bryn Whiteman, three ball, left it short, rebound for Lawrence with 7 seconds left. Brooke Mann, oh, she traveled right at midcourt with 3 seconds to go. Cherry Valley will have time for a catch and shoot here. Maybe a catch, one dribble, and a shot. As they will be working it in, they go to Joe in the corner. Gabby was right there to read that pass and knock it back out of bounds. And so this will be Lydia Lusk doing the inbounding duties in the left corner. Looking to work it in. They find Morgan Huff back out. Bryn Whiteman, NBA range. Three, hits it at the buzzer. Bryn Whiteman from way downtown lifts Cherry Valley to a 15-11 lead over Lawrence. End of the first quarter in the Tri-Valley Championship on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here at the Tri-Valley League Championship game for the girls. The boys game will be coming up at 7 o'clock. And just a reminder, we will have the MAC tiebreaker games. We're going to be giving you live updates from there. Those games start at 5:30 with Green and Oxford girls. Those games are at Unadilla Valley. And 15-11 is our score here. The CBS girls leading Lawrence after a very close and entertaining first quarter here between the Patriots and the Lawrence Leopards. So we're back underway. Cherry Valley with the ball going right to left. Whiteman, one-handed pass, finds Morgan Huff. CBS seems to be settling in here. to the interior. They find Lusk, a little step-through move. Jolene at the rim. She scores.
Yeah, Lawrence, you couldn't have asked for a better start. But, you know, at the end of the quarter there, CVS really kind of came on. They're up six now here, one possession into the second quarter. They've kind of settled in.
And what a shot by Bryn Whiteman there.
She made two threes in that first quarter. Those were big points.
That one at the buzzer certainly seemed to give Cherry Valley some momentum. Here's Gabby Andrade's for three from the left side. No. A rebound underneath is scooped up by Lawrence. A shot here won't go for Emerson Allen. Gabby a second chance at it. That also rolls off. And Cherry Valley with a rebound. Down to the right side. Jolene in front of the Lawrence bench as Cherry Valley goes right to left. They find Whiteman left side. Steps into the high post. Zips one over far side. Now to the interior. They find Mia Dubbin, who tries to throw it off the leg of Brooke Mann, but instead she was able to hold on and catch it. And the Leopards are back down the floor. Kyra Andrade steps through, gets caught in a trap, is able to dish it out, and the ball comes loose. Ball on the floor, and it looks like we'll have a foul on Lawrence during that scrum for the ball. With 6:38 to go in the second quarter, Cherry Valley will get it back. They lead 17-11.
Now, I really like CVS's game plan of playing the 1-3-1. They're kind of letting Joe and the person on the baseline kind of play the paint, and they're having the three, you know, the top of the 1-3-1 and the two sides kind of match up to Lauren's shooters on the perimeter.
Cherry Valley, again, to the high post. They find Mia Dubbin. Her jumper is off the mark, out of bounds. Last touched by the Leopards, and so Cherry Valley will have it. Pretty incredible for Cherry Valley. I mean, they're bringing Daphne West in right now, subbing out Mia Dubbin. You're not losing any size. You just rarely see that at the Class D level.
They have a lot of height, and they have depth in terms of the height as well. A lot of their kids on the bench have some height.
Here is Whiteman in the left corner. Her jumper almost went in, despite being fouled pretty hard, and Bryn's going to go to the line here for CVS. Seems like Cherry Valley has settled in here. But kudos to that Lawrence press, I think, in the early going has caused some trouble for the Patriots.
Yeah, and something else to keep an eye on here is, you know, Lawrence, one of their main offensive threats, and Gabby just picked up her second foul.
Very true. Need her to stay out of foul trouble if you're a Leopards fan. Bryn Whiteman goes one out of two at the line.
I thought that she was behind the three-point line on that shot. I don't know why they didn't give her three.
A shot here for Lawrence is too far there for Kyra Andrade's. Back down the floor now for Cherry Valley, but it's stolen by Lawrence at midcourt, taken right back by Whiteman. A game of hot potato, and we'll have a jump ball right into the Cherry Valley end of the floor. Good hustle by both teams. Nice crowd on hand here, and you have to figure that it's only going to get larger as the evening goes on here, Coach. But so far, everybody's fitting in. Lawrence with the ball. Going left to right. Here's Gabby Andrade's on the right side. Floats one over to Kyra. She'll dribble into the left corner. Now back to Gabby. And Cherry Valley doing a nice job of not allowing her to get free. They'll push it into the corner. Back over and a block by Jolene Lusk. Went to the right low block, and Kendra Dunham tried to take a shot, and Joe slid over and slapped it away. Ball out of bounds. It will stay with Lawrence with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. And our score here is Cherry Valley 18 and Lawrence 11. They'll work it into Gabby Andrade's in the right corner. She's fouled by Bryn Whiteman. Our team foul situation currently is Lawrence with two and now CVS with one in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. If you're listening online, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Glad to have you along. Lawrence into the paint here. A shot for Kyra Andrade's is too hard, and a rebound for Cherry Valley. To the right side of the floor now for Morgan Huff. To the high post as they set up on offense. Good give and go from Huff to Lusk. Back to Huff, and she finishes.
Yeah, really nice pass back to Morgan there by Joe.
So that pushes the lead to 20-11 for the CVS girls over Lawrence. Lawrence to the interior. Tiptoeing along the baseline is Kendra Dunham. They shovel one down low, and wide open is Emerson Allen for the left-handed layup to make it 20-13. Patriots to the left side for Morgan Huff. She'll set it up. Huff's left wide open for a three for CVS. Oh, it was halfway down and then popped free. Rebound for the Leopards. Here's Gabby Andrade down the right side. Finds Brooke Mann. who will pump the brakes and reset the offense here for Lawrence. Leopards are looking to push it any opportunity they get. Gabby pulls one back out, goes to the high post. And now they'll flush one into the corner. They'll try to work it around the top of the arc. They go back to Brookman. Straightaway three was on a line drive and didn't have enough air under it. And Jolene Lusk with a rebound. We'll get a stat update at halftime where we can give you some more updates on what Joe has for rebounds and everything else she's been able to do here this afternoon. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. CVS up 20-13. They go to the high post. Jolene feeds Bryn Whiteman. Corner three, in and out. Rebound for the Patriots and a foul underneath. Good rebound by Mia Dubbin.
Yeah, CVS did a really good job there in the half-court offense. They moved the ball from side to side. Got a couple shots, passed up a shot. On defense down here, Jolene is really impacting a lot of shots. I know she has quite a few blocks. You said we're going to get a stat update at halftime, but not only is she getting a lot of blocks, but she's impacting other shots and changing them.
First shot at the line for Dubbin is a moon ball, but it's able to fall in.
I think that's West.
Excuse me. West at the line here. And her second shot is short. The long hair was covering the one.
Yes,
one is 12 and one is 22. Lawrence picking the ball back up here. They'll set it up with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by Morgan Huff. And back down the floor for CVS. They go to the high post. A step through here for Daphne West and a traveling violation. And she tried to step through that trap there, Coach.
Now, earlier we talked about Cherry Valley Springfield's length. That last turnover was created by that. He had a ball hand to pick up their dribble over on the left wing, and they wanted to skip it across to an open shooter, but they had to throw it up higher than normal because of the CVS's length and allowed them to get a turnover.
Back the other way for Lawrence. They'll set it up on offense. A jumper here for the Leopards won't go down. Just a reminder, we're about 5 minutes away from the start of the MAC tiebreaker game. There's two games going on over there this afternoon, and the first one will be the Oxford Girls in Green, so we're going to try to give you as many updates as we can from those games at Unadilla Valley. We're about 5 minutes from those games starting. Patriots had the ball, and it was taken away by Gabby Andrade. He's going coast to coast, and she finishes. And Gabby has seven.
And the main basket here by Lawrence allows them to get set up in their press.
So with 2:50 to go in the second quarter, it's 21-15. Jolene down low off the glass, a dribble drive, and she finishes. Pumps the Cherry Valley lead up to 23-15 over Lawrence. Again, the Tri-Valley Championship here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Dribble drive by Lawrence is blocked there by Jolene Lutz. Second chance also won't go down. A third chance for the Leopards won't go. And this time a rebound for the Patriots. Druce trying to take it coast to coast. Ball was popped out from behind by a speedy Gabby Andrade.
Now, even though Jolene didn't get a block on those three shots, I felt that all three of them were rushed by Lauren because they were anxious to get rid of the ball before they got the shot blocked. Yeah.
Just something about having that presence on the inside if you're CVS. And Lauren seems to be well aware of it. Morgan Huff, right side in front of the Lawrence bench as Cherry Valley goes right to left. Now has it straight away. They'll feed one over to Lydia Lusk. Back to Drews into the corner for Morgan Huff. A long three with five on the shot clock. It won't go down. Rebound, Gabby Andrade. Body's flying as Gabby tries to go coast to coast and finishes. Gabby Andrade's with 9 points. I'm always amazed at how she can finish in traffic like
yeah.
that.
She's capable of taking a little bump there and finishing. She does a really nice job. Very athletic player.
Makes it 23-17. CVS on top of the Lawrence Leopards. Tri-Valley Championship at Oneonta High School. Jolene Lusk, a shot left elbow. Misses, and then Cherry Valley steps out of bounds on the rebound.
And Lawrence wanted an over-the-back call there.
They won't get it, but the Leopards do get the ball back. Trailing 23-17. A pretty good first half for Lawrence. I'm sure they wish they were a little closer, but certainly have been in this game as the underdog. Leopards will float one into the corner for Gabby Andrade, who had 9 points. She joined the 1,000 career point club list just last week. Foul by Cherry Valley, as Gabby was the first girl in school history to join that list for the Lawrence Leopards. Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment. Congratulations.
Of course, we have another 1,000-point scorer on the court here tonight in Jolene Lusk. She joined it this year for Cherry Valley. And our statistician today, Hannah B., also joined the 1,000 career point list. We've had seven so far this year locally. It's been really incredible. I think we're pretty close to having an ace.
And you know what I think is even more incredible about that is a lot of the kids that have scored it lost pretty much a whole year because of COVID.
Very true. Yeah, a lot of these kids have done it in 3 years. Now a steal by Cherry Valley. Outlet pass for Druce. Wants to take it down into the right corner here. Has to slow it down and reset. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. Cherry Valley throws it into the right corner and knocked away by Lawrence, last touched by Cherry Valley, and the Leopards will get it back. Big possession coming.
Yeah, we always talk about the last few minutes of each quarter. This last minute here, if Lawrence can get a basket, cut it to a one-possession game, if they can make a three.
Leopards to the right low block. They lose control and then step out of bounds, as that was Nicole Stanley, who I felt kind of got, you know, trapped down there by the defense.
And I think if she had let it go, it would have been red ball. She tried to save it. You can never fault the kid for hustle.
Patriots get it to midcourt. Oh, it's an over and back. They lost their bearings there, and it was an over and back, and that shows the pressure that Lawrence is bringing and how aware CBS is. And so the Leopards will get it back with 35 seconds.
They need to score in order to be able to set that pressure up. So,
yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on the offense, too, like you said, Coach. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Gabby Andrade, left side three. This would be huge. Oh, just missed it off the left side of the rim. The rebound rolls out of bounds and will stay with the Leopards with 21 seconds left.
I think Cherry Valley dodged one there. That was a good look for Gabby. Oh, she got another one here from the corner.
Gabby in the corner. This time it's an air ball that goes too far. I think she pushed it a little bit out of bounds and going back to CBS.
But they do have a chance to set up their press here with 17 seconds.
And they have excelled on the points after turnovers. See if they could get one here. Druce at midcourt traveled, and Lawrence will have another chance at it. Coach, if they could cut it down to, you know, three here at the break, maybe four, you got to feel pretty good if you're Coach Carr's group.
Absolutely.
Brooke Mann at midcourt. Lawrence going left to right, hanging around in this ball game against the top seed. They try to feed one to the left side. They're in trouble here. They're going to try to get one off to Gabby. Can she get a shot off? She will with 2 seconds left. Oh, just missed it. Three good looks there, and they couldn't get one to flush down.
But, I mean, even though they didn't get one to go there, they're still only down six. That's two possessions. That's two threes. They have to be happy about where they are. I know they were disappointed because they got off to a good start, but then Cherry Valley kind of put the, you know, gas pedal down. But they kind of hung around, so we still got a ball game here.
23-17 at the half. CBS girls on top of Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship. Live from Oneonta High School, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up, and we will have that Green and Oxford score update for you as they tip off right at 5:30. All right, we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Still thinking about opening a 15-month share certificate at SFC
299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Halftime here at Oneonta High School. It's the girls' Tri-Valley League Championship game. Our halftime score, Cherry Valley Springfield 23 and Lawrence 17. Here's our scoring update from the first half. Gabby Andrade's with 9 points to lead Lawrence. Kyra Andrade's with 6. Emerson Allen with 2. On the other side for CVS, took them a little bit of time to get going, but 8 points for Jolene Lusk, 7 apiece for Morgan Huff, and Bryn Whiteman, 1 for Daphne West. Of course, this is our Mirabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Mirabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. My great intern and 1,000-point scorer, Hannah Bonskowski, is here. Hannah, you've been keeping stats for us here. Tell us what's going on. First for CVS, I got to know how many rebounds Joe has here.
Joe's been, like, going crazy on the board. She has 11 in the first half. She had 9 in the first quarter, and I was like, geez, I don't think I've gotten 9 rebounds in a game before.
What else? Anything stand out for Joe? How many blocks we got?
We got 7. I think it's a pretty good thing that I added that extra column for her. She's
7
filling
blocks.
It.
My goodness.
Already, too.
What else stands out for CVS rebounding-wise?
Daphne West is carrying her own. She's got 9. on the bottom of that 3-2 zone that they're playing, she just gets every other rebound that comes on the opposite side of Joe. So she's being strong in there.
Anything on the Lauren side? I mean, that press has been pretty pesky, a lot of steals. What's going on over there?
Gabby Andrade is pretty good all around. She's got 3 rebounds so far and 4 steals. And coming from experience playing from Gabby, her hands are going to be in the passing lanes all the time, and she goes crazy with steals. So I'm guessing she's going to fill that column up a lot more.
What's it like going up against both of these teams? You've played both of them in the league. First, tell me about the Lawrence press and how that kind of plays into things.
It's terrifying, to be honest. I mean, just all around, they're all so fast. So your passes have to be quick, hard, fast, everything to just make it to move the ball up the court. And with both the Andrade sisters right up top, they're both athletes. And when you can't throw the ball through them, you can't throw the ball around them. You just have to be super-duper smart with the way that you move the ball. Their press is definitely, I think, one of the better ones in the Tri-Valley.
In terms of Cherry Valley, I mean this in the nicest way possible. What's it like playing against a team of giants? This is a team that has a lot of very tall girls who are also very athletic. I mean, they play all the sports. They play soccer. They run track. They play softball. A very athletic group, but a very big group. What's it like to go up against them?
I mean, for me, I am definitely a shooter from the outside, so I didn't have to deal with the height as much. But when we played them there. It was a long bus ride, so my legs were kind of dead, so I was going to the rim because my outside shots weren't falling. And going to the rim against height, you have to release the ball higher and, like, to the peak of your shot. So it was definitely took some getting used to. And definitely not just Joe's there that can block. You have number 22, Mia Dubin, who isn't much shorter than Joe. And they're just definitely difficult to play against. You have to combat for the fact that they're so tall.
Last question here on our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Joe hit 1,000, Gabby hit 1,000, you hit 1,000. What was the pressure like when you knew you were close? I know you, more than most people, you didn't know exactly what you needed because it was a secret. But what's that pressure like knowing that you're somewhere in the ballpark?
Well, at GMU, it's like this rule. My dad will not let it out of the bag. Like, no one knew. So for me, coming in, I knew when Nate walked in the gym, I was like, geez, there's a chance I'm going to hit it tonight. And
I got lucky. You hit it a night early.
I had the mentality of, okay, just hit one more basket. I took it one basket at a time. And, I mean, it was definitely a relief after it happened. But you definitely have to keep the mentality of just one more, because you can get in your own head and figure out just not even come close to even hitting the rim.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of 1,000-point games where the player knew, and they were really off that night. I mean, it took them a long time to settle in and get it. And then once they got it, it was right back to normal. But I always like to ask what it's like for players that are that close. All right, that's going to wrap up our halftime report here. Thank you, Hannah B. We'll see you back at halftime during the boys' game.
Awesome.
All right, just an out-of-town score update. We're keeping an eye on the Oxford and Green game here. That's the MAC tiebreaker game, excuse me. Green is ahead 9-6 in the tiebreaker game. Coach is coming back in here, but 9-6 for Green in the tiebreaker game. Peyton Yonner has all 9 points so far for Green with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. All right, 30-second break. We'll be back here with the second half of the Tri-Valley Championship for the girls on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Right away to start the third quarter, Jolene Lusk with a left-handed layup to give the Patriots a 25-17 lead over the Lawrence Leopards. A nice pass down low, and Joe was able to finish. So thanks again for listening into the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report as we're back underway. Coach B's back with me after a great stat report there from Hannah B. We'll see her again during the boys' game. She's doing a great job. Lauren's with the basketball, now going right to left, and they're going towards the end of the gym that has the hoop that has stands behind it, and the depth perception is definitely a little different. Missed shot by Lawrence. A rebound back down the floor for Cherry Valley. And they find Joe. She missed the layup. Second chance. Couldn't get that one. A third. Also no good. And she goes to the line. And you can tell that Joe wants those to go down.
Yeah, I thought right away. I mean, they made the outlet pass diagonal right here to Morgan Huff right in front of our table here at half court. And I thought she had Joe right away. She didn't throw it right away. Took a couple dribbles. Got closer to the hoop and then passed it off. So really nice play there by Morgan.
Joe at the line. First shot is no good. Second one coming. Rare to see Joe miss inside chippies like that. But still, a tremendous first half, as Hannah said, racking up the rebounds. Second shot for Joe is good.
Yeah, I think before the night's through here, she's going to have a triple-double.
26-11, CBS on top of the Lawrence Leopards. And so the Leopards have the ball going right to left. Again, they're in the red with the white trim. Cherry Valley's in the white uniforms with the navy blue and the red trim. Here is Kira Andrades. Back to the top of the key. They go to Gabby on the left side. Steps through. Feeds one back to her sister. Far side. Has to fire up a long three here with the shot clock winding down. Missed it. Patriots with a rebound. Joe gives one to Morgan. Huff dishes one back off to Jolene in the corner. And Morgan will have it on the right wing side. Brynn finds Jolene. Three ball for her. No, just a little short. Not enough mustard on it, and a rebound by Gabby Andrade.
That was a nice shot. It was right on line. I think she just faded away at the end. That caused it to be a little short.
Right side for Gabby Andrade, setting up on offense here for Lawrence. They trail 26-17. Brooke Mann into the teeth of the defense. We got a foul on Lusk at the right low block. Kudos to Lawrence. They're still trying to get in there.
I think on Lydia Lusk, that's who had the foul, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, Lydia. I thought they were going to call it on Joe, but they give it to Lydia Lusk.
You had the Lusk choice there.
Again, both teams with some of the same last names, as Brooke misses the first one at the line. Good to see our good friend Jeff Maliner from Empire State Takeover is at UV, so he'll be doing some coverage from there today as well. If you're a Twitter person, you can check that out. CBS back down the floor, and we'll find Morgan Huff trying to float one across, and it was tapped out of bounds by the Lawrence Leopards. It'll stay with CBS. Green girls on top of Oxford, 9-8 with a minute left in the first quarter in the MAC tiebreaker game. Those games are at UV. They are streaming on the UV YouTube channel as well if you want to watch. We'll keep those updates coming for you. Bryn Whiteman, left side three, got it for Cherry Valley, and Bryn Whiteman now has 10 points for the Patriots. Biggest lead of the game at 29-17. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Lawrence across midcourt. They go to Kyra. She's going to set it up and find Gabby straight away. Now for Brooke Mann. Back to Gabby Andrade. The float one to the right side for Kendra Dunham. To the interior, ball out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with the Leopards here.
And I think the further we go into sectional play there, Cherry Valley Springfield is going to need to get consistent outside shooting from Huff and Whiteman. They're going to advance deep into sectionals and maybe into the state playoff.
Turnaround shot here for Lawrence, and the paint is no good, and a rebound for CVS. Maddie Barrows hit a three for Oxford, putting Oxford up 11-9 over Green in that MAC tiebreaker game. Almost the end of the first quarter there, CVS. With a great dish down low, Jolene finding a wide-open Daphne West for the bucket. And CVS leads 31-17 with 5:05 to go in the third. Pass now for Gabby Andrade. Wants a deep NBA range three here. Died off the front of the rim. Just not enough hot sauce on that rebound, Cherry Valley. And they look very comfortable now. An outlet pass, though, is off the hands of Morgan Huff. She couldn't quite get there in time before it sailed out of bounds. Timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Carr for Lawrence. 4:50 to go in the third, and it's a 31-17 lead. CBS pulling away from Lawrence here on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit Bainbridge.com.
BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. CBS girls leading 31-17 here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Oxford girls lead Green in that MAC tiebreaker game after the first quarter. Ella Kelsey has 6 points for Oxford, and Peyton Yonner has all nine for the Green Trojans. So we're trying to bring you those MAC updates the best we can as well. 4.5 to go in the third. Pull-up jumper out of the timeout for Lawrence. Won't go down from Kyra Andrade's. Rebound for CBS. And Lawrence is struggling here to score the basketball, Coach.
Yeah, they're getting good looks. They're just not seeing the ball go in the hoop.
Jolene with a jumper in the corner. That won't go. Gets her own rebound, but was it over in the back? No, it was a push from behind, they say. She just pretty much took it out of the other girl's hands, even though she was holding it high. It was about shoulder high for Joe.
And Lawrence needs to see the ball go in the basket, allow them to get their press set up, and see if they can create some more turnovers. Because Cherry Valley Springs have struggled a little bit with the pressure there, especially late in the first half.
Rook Mann with the basketball now for Lawrence as they go right to left. Turnaround shot for Andrade's is too strong, and a rebound for CBS, and the size continues to help the Patriots on the glass. Back down Morgan Huff, and she misses a right-handed layup. On a little bit of a break, Layla, we're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. It's going to go back to Lawrence. I don't know if I've seen CBS miss as many chippies as I have today. I mean that in the nicest way possible. Just sometimes some of the easier shots are not falling for them.
Yeah, both teams today seem to, maybe, I don't know if it's the jitters, the number of people in the gym.
Oh, halfway down for Kira Andrade's there. It would not go on a three ball. Rebound underneath by the Leopards. Andrade's will pull it back out.
I think she should get a point and a half on that.
Boy,
one.
That thing was... Wait, I totally agree. Now a steal by CBS.
Maybe two, because it was like more than three-quarters of the way in the basket, and somehow it just spins out. Like, it doesn't seem that would be possible.
Huff with the basketball into the right corner. Now for CBS. Again, they're in the white uniforms here. Give and go from Huff and Whiteman there, and Huff's able to finish it. Huff has nine. Makes it CBS 33. And Lauren 17. Again, the Oxford girls lead Green in that MAC tiebreaker game, 11-9 after the opening quarter. Ella Kelsey nets 6 points for OA, and Peyton Yonner has all 9 points for the Trojans. Just passing that update along to you. Patriots with the basketball off a miss by Lauren. 2:50 to go here in this third quarter. Ball loose at midcourt. Boy, both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here. Somehow the Patriots come away with it. They pass one down low, and a shot there won't go for Daphne West. But a foul on the Leopards, and that was quite the scrum at midcourt. Makes my knees hurt, Coach. Going down on that floor. Ouch.
Yeah, Cherry Valley Springfield just needs to do a better job of passing the ball through the press there. We're trying to dribble through it. If they just passed over the top, they had about three people up at the ball handler. They had thrown over it. They had numbers going the other way, but good hustle by both teams to get on the floor after the ball there.
Shot at the line here for CBS is up and good for Daphne West. So she scores. Early in that second quarter, Oxford girls leading Green 13-9. Just an update from the MAC tiebreaker. Second shot here at the line is no good for West. Rebound for Andrade's, and Lawrence is shot out of a cannon back down the floor. They have not scored in this third quarter. Looking to break that here with a shot from Gabby on the left side. Her three ball is off the front of the rim. A long rebound to Morgan Huff of CBS. She'll pull it back out. They find Whiteman into the right corner for Jolene. Dishes one off. Finds Lydia Lusk, who scores. Great passing there by the Patriots.
Yeah, Jolene drove baseline. They tried to collapse, and she found one of her teammates cutting from about the foul line down.
CBS just wearing down this Leopards team. It's 36-17 now. Leopards to the right low block, tied up. Jolene gets on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. It's going to go back to the Patriots as Mia Dubin will check back in for Daphne West. Again, CBS looking for their first Tri-Valley League championship since the 2008 season. The Lawrence girls have never won a Tri-Valley girls basketball championship, so they are looking for their first here today. But the Patriots in control right now. Bryn Whiteman in the backcourt will feed one for Jolene Luft. Dishes one down low for Mia Dubin, and she scores. And Cherry Valley pushes this lead to 38-17 with a 1:45 to go in the third. Leopards with the ball on Andrade's left side. High post now for Kendra Dunham. Into the teeth of the defense. It's slapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Leopards. Coach Carr wanted a tip, but he won't get it.
No, he's going to get it. Yeah, they got it from this side.
Good call here by the official coming down on the weak side to make that call. A three-man crew here today, Coach.
Yeah, the Tri-Valley has gone to the three-man crew in the championship games. We just feel that it gives another angle, another set of eyes to see the action and get the call correct.
And so Lawrence will be getting the ball underneath. What are they talking about here, Coach?
I think they're adjusting the shot clock because I think the shot clock operator had it as a change of possession going down the other way. So they're trying to guesstimate to the best of their ability what's left on the shot clock.
Big thank you to our good friend Rich Turnbull. He's over at UV watching the tiebreaker games. We got a little system where we can pass scores along here. And so, again, we're keeping an eye on the Oxford and Green girls. Oxford leading 13-9 in that ball game. And I think that's important for a lot of our Class D listeners. Oxford is going to be one of the top teams in the Class D girls bracket coming up. A lot of these Tri-Valley teams are going to be having to keep an eye on the Blackhawks. And what they do today could have a big impact on the sectional seeding.
Well, not only that, but this game here today has an impact on sectional seeding. And you have until all the games up until Monday the 14th. So if you play a game in the evening on the 14th, that one counts towards sectional seeding points. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Ball out of bounds as Lawrence couldn't get it in on that inbounds pass. Oxford's pushed that lead up to 16-9 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter in that tiebreaker game. So the Blackhawks trying to pull away a little bit. Steal here by Cherry Valley, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Patriots again with just about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Live tonight here from Oneonta High School as it's the CBS girls and Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship. The other games we're keeping an eye on are the MAC tiebreaker games for the girls. They have two divisions and both were tied coming into tonight. They had to have a tiebreaker game. Patriots with the ball, a classic steal here by Gabby Andrade. Shot out of a cannon. She missed the right-handed layup. And that's the summary of the quarter right there, Coach, for the Leopards.
Yeah, great defensive play, good anticipation, the steal, the drive, just not the finish.
CBS back down the floor will have a whistle. Tapped out of bounds by the Leopards, and this quarter has belonged to the CBS Patriots.
And if you're Lawrence, I mean, they're getting good shots. It's not like they're not getting good looks at the basket. And the game couldn't have started any better. I think it was 6-0 before CBS even scored. But
6-0, then 8-2.
Yep. And they had other opportunities where they could have extended that lead a little bit. So,
yeah, the Leopards had Cherry Valley on the ropes early, but the Patriots have settled in here at Oneonta High School with a minute to go in the third quarter. It's 38-17. A pass down low for Jolene at the left low block. She finishes. 13 points for Jolene Lusk. Really good balance on the scoring here so far tonight for the CBS Patriots. Ball tapped away. And CBS with another steal. So again, Lawrence has not scored in this quarter. The Patriots, the fourth-ranked team in the state in Class D in this week's Sports Writers Poll, showing why. Jolene, left side three, just a little short. Not enough air underneath that one. Rebound for the Leopards with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Back down the floor. Gabby Andrade's thought about a three but didn't pull it and will float one back to the far side. Kyra Andrade's to the high post. Now here for Allison Johnson, and she traveled, and so it goes back to the Patriots again.
And like we talked about at the end of the first half there, I mean, I think this might be the first time in a quarter that Lawrence has got to set up their full-court press because they just haven't scored.
And that's a key part of how they set up and run their team is through that press. As now Cherry Valley will bring it back down the floor. They find Whiteman with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Looking to run off a couple of more seconds here. Down to four, down to three. Three ball here at the buzzer. Won't go for Daphne West, but that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. 40-17 is our score. Cherry Valley girls on top of Lawrence. And with 2 minutes to go in that other game, Oxford leads 21-14 in the MAC tiebreaker game at UV. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. So the CVS girls have a 40-17 edge over Lawrence as we hit the fourth quarter here in the Tri-Valley Championship game. And the Oxford girls push ahead of Green 21-14 late in the second quarter in the MAC tiebreaker game. So passing along those updates for you, and that game will be at halftime soon between Oxford and Green as they started at 5:30. And a pass down low for Gabby Andrade's, and she was fouled at the right low block. And the look on Joe's face is, I don't know if I agree with you, Mr. Official. Sends Gabby to the line. And Lawrence, I think, as you said a couple of times, Coach, just needs to see one go through the hoop here. Lawrence, of course, coming in after a huge, as Gabby misses the first one, a huge upset of Worcester in the Tri-Valley League semifinals. I think that sent shockwaves through the Tri-Valley world as Lawrence went on the road and won 39-34. Jumper for Gabby at the line here for the second foul shot will not go. Gabby somehow gets her own rebound, though, and will fire up a three, and oh, it rattles in and out, and another rebound for the Patriots. Somebody put a lid on this rim down here. Whiteman gets to midcourt and goes flying into the stands here. The stands are very close to the court, and did they just call her out of bounds there, Coach?
Just called her out of bounds. She was out of bounds a little bit before half court, but her momentum took her into the front court there.
Hope that she's okay here. With 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter, a 40-17 lead for the CVS girls over Lawrence. Ball on the floor, and a timeout is going to be taken here by the Lawrence Leopards. With 7:15 to go, fourth quarter, CVS leads 40-17 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a traveling call here on Jolene Lusk after she made a layup on the right low block. And everybody in Cherry Valley and Springfield doesn't love it. So
it was the right call, though.
And so Joe gets whistled for that. And Lawrence will get it back and bring it back down the floor. Going it right to left. Here is Gabby Andrade's up and under as she scores for the first time here in the second half. Andrade's for two. So back down the floor here for the CVS Patriots as they now lead 40-19. Here is Daphne West into the teeth of the defense, and she scores.
And Lawrence has switched to a man-to-man defense here. They were out of their zone press I know the feeling over there with Coach Tarr. You want to try everything that you got in your bag. You don't want to leave anything to chance.
A shot here for Lawrence from the outside. Won't go down. And with 6 minutes left, the Leopards trying to do everything they can to work their way back into this game. But here is another breakaway layup for Morgan Huff. And she puts it up and in. It makes it 44-19 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And they just run very well when they can get out in transition. Lawrence going right to left. Straight away three for Andrade. For Kyra Andrade is good. And she has 9 points now on three threes. Makes it 44-22. CVS back the other way. And Lusk puts it up and in. She has 15. We got a track meet happening now here, Coach.
It feels like a preview of the boys' game.
I think the boys' game is going to be a lot of fun. Up and down. And very physical.
I need to get in my comments now because I won't be able to get any in that one.
We did that Morris game the other night. It was tough. It was a fast up and down game in the semifinals. But here is a right-handed layup for Daphne West. Hits it and she's fouled. And it's all going in right now for the Patriots as they lead 48-22 with 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter. And West will head to the line.
That was a really nice pass by Jolene. She found Daphne cutting from around the foul line area and she absorbed the contact and the finish.
Looks like a timeout's going to be taken here with 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter. CVS leads 48-22. And the Tri-Valley Championship game for the girls on WCDR.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber in enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
West makes the foul shot out of the timeout, and CVS pushes the lead to 49-22. Here with about five minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the Tri-Valley Championship game. And again, Oxford girls leading Green 21-20 at the half in the MAC tiebreaker game over at UV tonight, trying to keep an eye on both games. The second half has just not gone the way the Leopards were hoping. And here is Gabby Andrade for three from the right side off the back of the rim. Rebound for Jolene Lusk. And it'll be great to see what Joe ends up with here tonight, as I'm pretty sure she's got to be, as you said, Coach, close to a triple-double. Morgan Huff with the ball. Back to the top of the key. They go left side. Patriots working it around here as Stephanie Whiteman is into the game now off the bench. As Coach Taggart, using some of her other players, says, wow, Jolene behind the back dribble goes down the left wing and then puts it up and in. 17 for Joe.
I think if she's going to get to that triple-double, she needs to pick up her blocked shot total.
And a pass to the interior. Joe's probably wishing they'd come to the inside with 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Nice take here by Gabby Andrade's on the right wing.
Nice step-through move there, kind of like a Euro step on the baseline.
And CVS now leads 51-24. So we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Morgan Huff goes to Jolene left. Lusk on the left side. Jolene waiting. Comes off the screen. Gets into the paint. Wants to take it to the rim. Oh! Little Dr. J finger roll wouldn't go down. Rebound for Lawrence and an outlet pass. Two on one if they can hurry. Here's Kyra. Takes it to the rim. And just a little too strong. Rebound for the Patriots, and they're looking to run. Looks like a soccer game here as Huff takes it back down the floor. Lost control of the dribble. Lawrence will take it back. Gabby Andrade's down the right side. Stops and pops from 12. Missed it. Rebound underneath for Johnson, and she's fouled. And we'll head to the line with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And again, our score, CVS girls leading 51-24, looking for their first league title since 2008.
And you have to give a lot of credit to Cherry Valley's defense. They've been playing the 1-3-1 and trying to extend to get out to the shooters that Lawrence has. So with the 1-3-1, you have somebody to match up to the guard at the top of the key, and you have the two wings to match up to the wings for Lawrence.
And so the first shot at the line is off the mark here for the Leopards.
Some people might say it looks like a 2-3, but it's kind of like a tandem 2, so you start with the two guards in a tandem. But it has a little bit of 1-3-1 principles because the bottom person kind of sinks back.
So second shot there for Johnson is good, making it 51-25 with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. As CBS again going left to right here late in this fourth frame. As Jolene, another great dish down low. Oh, just missed there by Mia Dubin, but Joseph, I got the rebound and the putback. She's having a heck of a fourth quarter here. 19 now for Joe. And CBS is on fire, leading 53-25. Andrade's here for Lawrence as they go right to left. They try to pump one to the interior. A turnaround shot for Johnson, rolls off the rim. Another rebound for Joe. Lost control of it, but then I believe Gabby, who tried to steal it, was out of bounds.
Yes, so it's going to be Cherry Valley Springfield ball.
With 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's been an exciting one so far with the boys' game still to come, live from a packed house here at Oneonta High School. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, and CVS leads 53-25. They got a good thing going here. If they can get Joe on that left side, she seems to be doing a good job distributing so far here in the fourth quarter. Joe to the right side wants to take it down low and scores. Unbelievable play on the baseline there. She's got 21. What has opened up for her more in this fourth quarter, Coach? It seems she has more freedom to get to the hoop.
Well, Lawrence is trying to get back in the game. As I said earlier, you know, I could feel for Coach Carr. When you're behind by this much, you want to try to give your kids every chance to be successful, to make a comeback. So Lawrence switched out of their 2-3 zone, and they've been playing man-to-man for a good portion of the fourth quarter here just to see if they could get back into the game. And with Joe's length and athleticism and her height, she's a really difficult matchup for anybody man-to-man.
Leopards will get it in. A shot down low will not go. Rebound for Lawrence. Second chance, also off the mark. And Jolene is able to grab the rebound. Now, folks, we've been talking about her rebounding prowess here. Joe's 6'2", so, I mean, you can tell that she stands out a little bit in this game. I mean, she looks me in the eye when we have her on our AAU team, and it's like, I'm not used to that on the girl side. So, minute 57 to go here, fourth quarter. We got a foul, and CBS leads 55-25. Such a feel-good story this year for Lawrence to get to this game. You know, they started kind of slow, and then they worked their way into it, and the big upset was huge.
And certainly they'll be disappointed with their showing today, but they have nothing to be disappointed about, you know. They made it all the way to the Tri-Valley League Championship game. They've had a good season. They're gonna qualify for sectionals. They got nothing to hang their heads about.
West with 11 points makes it 57-25 with 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. A banked in three here, I believe. Yeah, they gave her the three for Kyra Andrade. She has 12 points, makes it 57-28. CBS with the basketball. A pull-up jumper will not go for the Patriots. A rebound for Mia Dubin, and it's all falling right now for CBS, making it 59-28. With a 1:20 to go in this fourth quarter, and the Patriots are very close now. It would be their first title again since 2008. They had a really special team that year led by Morgan Van Alstyne. Well, I'm trying to get on the Nate Lowell podcast here sooner than later. I saw her at the fair this summer when I was showing my cow, and I said, I got to talk to her. So I went up to her, and I said, we got to do this. Let's talk.
You might have to come back to the fair again and show a cow. You'll see her there, I'm sure.
Well, she was one of the Open Showman champions back in the day, I believe.
I think you might be correct.
She was on the trophy, I think, and we'll talk all about that, too. But 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. A pull-up jumper for Lawrence. Won't go down. The effort has been there for the Lawrence Leopards, but somebody put a lid on that rim down there. I know we've been saying that a lot lately in some of our games, but it's been true here. Everybody who shot on this end of the floor so far has struggled. Now 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. CBS has to chase one into the backcourt. It was tipped, and so back down the floor here for the Patriots. They're down to 20 seconds left. They go to Dubin on the interior. It's out of bounds, but will stay with Lawrence with 18 seconds left. And this will be one of the biggest moments of the season so far for this Patriots team. I know they want to go on and do more, especially in the sectional tournament, but winning the league is always a sweet one as they'll get a jumper inside, a miss. Rebound opportunity is taken away here by Lawrence. Andrade's down the right side of the floor, tries to take it to the rim. Was a little too strong on that one, and down to 5 seconds left. Gabby with a long two, and that'll do it. 59-28. CBS explodes off the bench as they are your Tri-Valley champions, and the banner is going back to Cherry Valley Springfield for the first time since 2008, Coach.
Yeah, they just have too much depth, too much talent. Their size really bothered Lawrence today, and Lawrence didn't have a good day shooting the basketball. We knew coming in that Cherry Valley Springfield was probably the favorite, but that's why they play the game. You know, you never know. Lawrence could have shot the lights out. They got off to a great start. It just didn't continue. Congratulations to both teams, though.
It certainly looked early in that game like Lawrence was here to continue the Cinderella story, but CVS with excellent work down the stretch to pull away, especially in the second half. Again, that halftime score is Oxford 21, Green 20 in the MAC tiebreaker game. They are at halftime. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep it right here. We're going to go through our three awards, and then we'll have a little bit of a break between this girls' game and the boys' game. We'll be able to catch up on some of our work here. We'll be able to catch up and recognize some of our other sponsors back at the station. But I want to go through our three awards here, and we'll go through our scoring summary first, as the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots are having their captains head out onto the floor to accept this year's Tri-Valley Championship banner. And if you're a Tri-Valley kid, that's the one thing you've always wanted, is to walk out on that floor and hold that banner. And the Patriots and this group are now able to do it. So our final scoring here for Lawrence, 13 for Gabby Andrade, 12 for her sister Kyra Andrade, 2 for Emerson Allen, 1 for Allison Johnson. On the other side, 21 for Jolene Lusk. That's a game high. 11 for Daphne West, 11 for Morgan Huff, 10 for Bryn Whiteman, and 4 for Mia Dubbin. All right, let's get into our three awards now. First will be the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think Joe Lusk is the easy choice here, although you could go all-purpose for her, but we'll give it to her with 21 points, a pile of other stats, which we can catch up with Hannah when we come back on, maybe during the pregame show, to catch all our final stats. But definitely a double-double, perhaps a triple-double for Joe. We'll give her the Outstanding Offense Award here. Coach, what do you think?
Yeah, I think she had a good game. It was a difficult matchup for Lawrence. She did shoot the ball well. She had a lot of rebounds. She certainly had an impact on the game today.
Next up will be the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. I'd like to go with Gabby Andrade's here on this one. Those steals early in the game in the press, and again, 13 points, but a lot of it is just because of her quick hands out there, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have the best shooting night tonight for her. She's a 1,000-point scorer, just got that recently, but certainly her defense and the front of that press and some steals that she made, she got really quick hands. She did a nice job tonight. She's had a phenomenal career at Lawrence, so well-deserved honor.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. I'll let you think about this a little bit, Coach, while I read it off here. Brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. Some good choices here between Huff and Whiteman and West. Everybody probably deserves something, but, I mean, certainly some big contributions by those three.
The one that sticks out to me, and maybe it's because I'm a coach, I was really impressed with Bryn Whiteman today. She made those two big threes in the first half when Lawrence was kind of pushing the envelope and saying, hey, we're here to play. She made the big three to kind of get him back in the game, and then she made the three at the end of the first quarter. And she did handle the ball quite a lot as the point guard against Lawrence press. She did a good job getting people involved. I can only think of maybe one or two turnovers that she had the whole game, and against Lawrence press and quickness and athleticism, I would lean towards her. But
yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Bryn Whiteman here. I think she's a key piece. They had a couple of games when Bryn was out, and I thought it was a big difference with their team, and you can tell the difference, her outside shooting, her ball handling. I would love to give the award tonight to Bryn Whiteman, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Not to say that Daphne West and Morgan Huff and the rest of the crew didn't have a good game.
And I mean, moving forward, you talked about this is their first step winning the Tri-Valley. If they're going to have success, especially when they get deep into the sectional run, teams are going to kind of pack it in and say, you know, Jolene's not going to beat us from the inside. She's not going to have the ability to you know, miss those couple shots and then get the one or two rebound putbacks. So Morgan Huff and Bryn Whiteman are going to need to shoot the ball well from the perimeter, and they're also going to need offensive contributions from Daphne West. So they have a talented squad. I wish them the best of luck in sectionals. Also, you know, I give a lot of credit to Lawrence. If you had told those girls that they'd be have an opportunity to play in the championship game at the start of this season, I think they would have signed up for that. They qualified for sectionals. They had an outstanding season, so I want to tip my cap to them and Coach Carr and wish them the best of luck in sectionals as well.
I totally agree. A great season for both of these teams, but especially Lawrence, the feel-good story of the Tri-Valley here in 2023. So that's going to do it. We're going to send it back to the station. We're going to play a little music here. We'll have a little break. We'll catch up with some of our sponsors. Last update here for now is that Oxford and Green are tied up at 24 apiece. Actually, no, Green has pushed ahead 27-24, about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, and when we come back, we'll be updating you not only on that Green and Oxford game, but also on Unitego in Sydney, which starts at 7 o'clock. Those are the MAC girls basketball tiebreaker games.
And I think you also will have some stat update from your intern over here on my left.
Yes, we'll have Hannah B. total everything up, so we'll be able to give you the totals for this girls game before we start with the boys game. So we'll have Hannah come back in just a little bit, too. Again, final score here, 59-28, CVS girls over Lawrence. They win the Tri-Valley Championship for the first time since 2008. For Greg Bonskowski and Hannah Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back in a few minutes with Morris and Edmiston on WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single one.